Hey, welcome to church. Hey, so today I want to talk about fear. The reason I want to talk about fear is because we've been dealing with a whole lot of it over the last 18 months. And unfortunately, I think fear has driven a lot of our decision making. It's pushed us to a place where we're really looking for someone to save us, right? We're really looking for a way out of this whole situation. Fear has a tendency to grab a hold of us and not let go. And we experience it in many different ways. It can lead to depression. It can lead to anxiety. There's an anxiety, I believe, that comes from exposure to critical incidents or trauma. And that's not exactly what I'm talking about here today. I'm talking about more the emotion of anxiety, the emotion of fear, and our response to that. Are we supposed to let that rule our lives? Well, we're really not. And so let's get into scripture today, but before we do that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for an opportunity to share your word. Please help me to stay out of your way that you may speak to the listener and share with them whatever it is that you want them to hear. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, welcome to my barn. Figured this would be a good place to get out of the house and share the word with you. Let's start in the first book of the Bible, in an interesting place where we find the first mention of fear. And it's right after the fall of man, okay? This is right after the very first sin, okay? This is after Eve tasted of the fruit and then shared it with Adam. And then they're hiding. And here in chapter 3, we'll start in verse 9, it says, "But the Lord called to the man," who is Adam, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." So here we have the first mention of even really an emotion in the Bible, and it's fear. And it wasn't before the original sin. This was after sin entered into mankind. We see Adam being afraid. And so I think that speaks volumes, because it tells us that fear came as a result of sin. Now, in today's day and age, I think going through this so-called pandemic, I don't believe that it's a pandemic of illness. I really think that this is a pandemic of fear. And it's that fear that can be used against us. Once it gets its grip on us, it can be used against us. See, the Bible actually tells us not to give the devil a foothold. And if fear is in fact a sin, then we're giving the devil a foothold and giving him control over our lives through that sin. Definitely don't want to be doing that, right? Well, how do we combat that? Well, that's a great question. Oftentimes it grabs a hold of us, and it's not like we have the ability in and of ourselves to just say, well, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm done with that fear. That's not really the case here. But let's get into another story here of one who was afraid, okay? And I'm going to paraphrase this for time's sake. There was a military that came against Israel, okay, in the Old Testament. And this is during the time of Elisha. And Elisha was not a man who was fearful. In fact, he was given the spirit of Elijah. Two different people, okay? Elisha and Elijah. Two different people. And this spirit was a spirit of prophecy, okay? But it allowed Elisha to see things that you and I wouldn't normally see. And so as this vast army came against Elisha himself to kill him, that was their purpose, was to kill him, because he kept receiving insight from God telling the good guys where the bad guys were going to be and what their plan of attack was. And so they said, well, okay, then we need to go after that guy. So here, his servant, Elisha's servant, his employee, goes outside and he sees this vast army surrounding them. But what does he do? He goes back in and he tells Elisha. And Elisha is not afraid. He's not, because he's able to see something that you and I cannot necessarily see. Well, most of us can't anyway. Maybe there are some, I don't know. But he prays to the Lord. And so Here's what he says. Here's what he says to his servant. He says, "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So here we have this, right? Let's try to imagine this, okay? So they're surrounded by this army, and then up behind them, we see that Elisha prays that his servant's eyes are opened, and he sees innumerable horses and chariots of the Lord's army surrounding the army that was surrounding them. And that's not unique to just Elisha here. That's available for any of us who are believers. Not only that, but unlike Elisha, we've been given the Holy Spirit after Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave. When he ascended into heaven on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit upon his believers. And so we have even more than Elisha would have had in his time. Now here's something very interesting. He asked that his servant's eyes be opened, but he goes on to say, as the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike this army with blindness." So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. So here we see this man of God, and he prays that his servant's eyes are opened to the goodness of God, to his defenses. And at the same time, he says, "Please, Lord, send blindness on the enemy." And the enemy is blinded. So God has that ability to open your eyes to see his goodness. And that's why the word says that we're not to be afraid. It says, "Fear not." Some people say it says "fear not" 365 times. That's been confirmed by some, refuted by others. It doesn't really matter. The fact is, this word right here is full of the phrase, or in some way, shape, or form, "don't be afraid." He told Joshua multiple times in the very first chapter of his book that's named after him, "don't be afraid." Why are we not to be afraid? It clouds our judgment. It blinds us. Fear is something that cripples us. Anxiety sends us to a horrible place. So the word tells us not to be afraid. And in fact, it says that fear doesn't come from the Lord. That God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace and of love and of a sound mind, of power, of love and of a sound mind. That spirit of fear is not from God. And we don't want to submit to any spirit that's not from God. In fact, we want to refute it in the name of Jesus. Let's finish with this, Psalm 91. This is an incredibly encouraging psalm. One of my good friends, his boy, has this memorized. And if I had a brain like that, I'd have it memorized too. This is one that you should plant right here. Okay, and I'm going to just read it to you. Psalm 91, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So maybe you're saying today, okay, well that sounds great, but I am going through trials. I am going through tribulation. The enemy is coming upon me. But the enemy is not overtaking you. Even if we die, the word says that we have fallen asleep in Christ. It is appointed for man to die and then face judgment, right? But for you and me, Jesus faced that judgment already. He received the judgment that was supposed to be upon us, and it was poured out on him on the cross. So that judgment that it speaks of, for you and me, we go before the Bema seat and we receive rewards for what we've done. Not so those who are unsaved. For those who are unsaved, this life right here, this world is the best that it's ever going to be. But for you and me who are saved, this is the absolute worst it will ever be. And in this life, we're being taught to live by faith. And this is the only chance that we get to actually live by faith, to exercise that faith. Because when we go to heaven, will we really even need faith when we see our Maker face to face? I don't think so. I don't think it'll be the same. So today, my prayer for you is that you'll not be afraid any longer. Whatever you're facing, whether it's potential job loss, or maybe it's the loss of a loved one, maybe it's getting sick, I don't know what your situation is. But regardless of what it is, this word right here tells us to not be afraid. Because in being afraid, what we're doing is we're telling God, I can't trust you with this situation. When in truth, we can. We can always trust the Lord in each and every situation that we face. So, loving Heavenly Father, thank you for this word that you have given us today. I ask that you will drive away the fear from every listener, that our dependence upon you will grow stronger and stronger and stronger, and our faith will be built. Lord, as your word says, forgive our lack of faith and help us, Lord, in our lack thereof. Please build us up in your strength, Lord, and provide for our every need as you always do. And give us peace in these times, knowing that the world wants us to be afraid, but in you, Lord, we have peace. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. All right, God bless. And until next week, thanks for tuning into Cop Church.